You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Summer Breakfast with Sam Edmund and Simon O'Donnell.
Welcome back. Clint Bolton, he's a two-time championship-winning keeper with Sydney FC and now doing some fine work for us here at SEN as part of our World Cup coverage, of course. And he's been kind enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Clint, welcome aboard, mate.
G'day, Simon. Sam, how are you?
We're very well here, mate. We appreciate this. I really wanted to start with England, actually, first and foremost, topping Group B.
With England.
Yes. 7 points from their three games. They advance ahead of the USA, who obviously moved through into the round of 16 as well. A 1-0 win over Iran. But they looked in cruise control, England, Clint. You know, Foden and Rashford brought into the 11. Both scored. The latter with a brace. So he pulled the right strings, didn't he, Gareth Southgate?
Yeah, and everyone's back on the bandwagon once again. It's just the ride the English national team have to make. Plenty jumping off after their draw against the US last time out. But plenty back on once again, and the pressure ramps up for this English team that finds themselves in a situation they've become accustomed to with high expectations at a major tournament. But they've got the quality to back it up, and today against Wales, they had the luxury of starting a very different looking starting 11, making some changes, and those players produced quite comfortably against a team which, must be said, didn't really challenge them in any great way. So, comfortable for England. They get out of the group again, but face some serious opposition in the next match. I really rate Senegal, so that'll be a big test.
That'll be a big game. And this group, though, for England, don't appear, anyway, at this stage, to be a sort of a group of players who are burdened by that expectation, as you say, but time will tell. And Wales have a few injury issues, or did have. I think Gareth Bale did a hammy and was subbed out at halftime, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right. All right. Oh, but on your first point, this team is more accustomed to media scrutiny and pressure than probably any other English team before them. And that's largely due to Gareth Southgate and the way he's actually led this group of players, their coach. He's really conditioned this team to actually embrace the media and embrace the hype and pressure a lot more than previous national teams who have traditionally shunned the media or tried to shut out any talk about expectations and that, it seems like the way to go with this generation of players. It's a young generation. It's more used to social media, more used to the level of scrutiny we see on footballers these days. So it's a good way to go about it. And England are a serious threat at this World Cup. They're one of only three teams that were locked into a second phase of this World Cup before today's game, the other two being Portugal and Brazil. So they're on a good run. They're a chance, a big chance. They're great to watch. They've got plenty of attacking threat. Harry Kane hasn't even got on the score sheet yet, and they've scored 9 goals at this tournament. So there's plenty of room for improvement, and English fans should get right behind them because they're a big shot.
Clint, where are the USA at? You know, it's been a massive tournament for them to get where they've got to now, and you know, they're not synonymous being a world power in soccer. Or if, on the other hand, can they become a world power in soccer in the next few years?
This is a team building for 4 years' time for the next World Cup, which will be in their own backyard. The US, Canada and Mexico are hosting the next World Cup in 2026. So this is a team, a very young team, that's building for that particular tournament. Much like the Canadian team, they've been really impressive at this tournament as well. But a team that will not win this World Cup, although they can go pretty far. They're a good enough team on their day to beat anyone at this tournament. They're a really fun team to watch. I use the word fun when I watch US play. They're a real joy to watch. Serious attacking threat all over the park. But it's a team that's building for the next tournament. But in the meantime, they can be a serious thorn to any team they come up against in this tournament. And they're a real shot against the Dutch, who have underwhelmed, I think, to this point. That's the opposition they face in the round of 16. So who knows what could be for the US in this tournament, but 4 years' time, like you mentioned, they'd love to be a superpower in the biggest sport in the world, and a World Cup in their own backyard with a team with another 4 years of experience on this particular team is going to be something to watch.
All right, Clint. Socceroos, Denmark, 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, our time. Assuming France do the right thing and just roll on their merry way against Tunisia, a draw will be enough. What level of optimism should we have going into this?
We're in the box seat, so we're not the team that's just hoping and dreaming of a other teams falling over and finding our way through in the smallest of cracks, so to speak. We're the team that's in the box seat. We're not used to that. The only other time we've been in this position was in 2006 when we went through against Croatia in that last game. They had got the draw, the Harry Kewell goal. So it's not normal territory for us. It's foreign in a lot of ways. So we don't know what to expect because we're not in this situation a lot. So we wait and see, obviously, with a little bit of trepidation. But we're in the box seat, so automatically going into it, we can feel confident and not just hopeful. So that goes a long way. Is it a team that can beat Denmark? Of course it is. On any given day, the Socceroos can beat Denmark, who, again, I thought were going to be a lot better than what they have shown so far. So Denmark are there to get a result against. We only need a draw. That's very gettable, but I hope we don't go out with that mindset. I hope we go out to win, because it's that fearless approach that's needed from any Socceroos team at a big tournament. We need a real fearless approach, something that was really lacking against France, much better in the second game against Tunisia. So I just want a fearless approach to the game, going for the win. If we need to manage the game late on and just get a draw, then we change things up late in the match, depending on the other result. But fearless approach, we can beat Denmark, so we should go in with good confidence and hope that we make a little bit of history once again for our national team.
Yep, can't wait for it. Really excited about this one. And I wonder, with that in mind, whether he will start Aidan Rustich. Graham Arnold would be a big call.
Yeah, I hope so.
He might be ready after the half an hour, obviously, against Tunisia. Really appreciate it, Clint. We'll be listening, as always, as the tournament goes on. Appreciate your time.
Pleasure, guys. Have a good one.